This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the new True Choice offer by Pioneer Brand Seed. Earn Corteva cash. This could be a critical week as far as the trade war with China is concerned. And agriculture, of course, has much hanging in the balance. I'll talk about it coming up after this.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve, Ever Preax.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva AgriScience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Realm Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
The whole world is watching that G20 summit this week to see if our leader and China's leader can come together and have some kind of an agreement to end the trade war. And the analyst based in Europe, who actually predicted the trade war about a year and a half ago, says he thinks there's a 60% chance of a positive outcome of that meeting this week in Argentina. Alan von Meren made the prediction. He's based in Denmark. And he says tensions may yet worsen before a deal could be reached, as President Trump is likely to expand tariffs against Chinese imports. And he said we may be slapping more tariffs on. It just depends on the tenor of these discussions this week in the G20. He says a positive outcome would mean a clear framework for negotiation with a list of demands and a plan to go to work to solve them one by one. It was a little more than a year ago that Mr. von Meren in Denmark said there was the risk of a tit-for-tat trade conflict over the coming year. He said it had increased and that the U.S. might take action in areas such as intellectual property rights, aluminum, and steel, triggering retaliation by China. And that's what happened. Since then, the U.S. has levied tariffs of $250 billion on imported Chinese goods. And an escalation of the trade war has driven the Chinese currency to its weakest level against the dollar in a decade. Barriers to a possible trade deal remain, as Beijing, he says, will continue to push ahead with its Made in China 2025 plan. But he said a trade deal could yet come to pass that would involve more United States companies having a role, playing a bigger role in that Made in China 2025 strategy through our investment there. I'll be back after this.